AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship. Mark Sherman reports the administration was appealing a lower court ruling that struck them down.
The administration's argument is that the 14th Amendment citizenship clause does not extend citizenship to children born of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The phrase subject to the jurisdiction does not apply to people who are here illegally or temporarily. The justices did not seem to broadly embrace that argument. They questioned Trump's Solicitor General at length, and both conservative and liberal justices seemed highly skeptical. It sounds like the court is poised to reject Trump's birthright citizenship order. We'll have a definitive ruling by early summer.
President Trump attended the arguments, a first for a sitting president, but stayed only for arguments by the government's lawyer. In the Iran war, more attacks on Iran and from Iran across the Middle East today. And John Gambrell reports.
President Trump offered his latest rhetorical U-turn when it comes to the Iran war. He's posted online claiming that Iran's president had asked for a ceasefire. One thing to note is that Trump referred to this president as the new regime president. Iran has the same president that's had the entire war. That's Masoud Pezeshkian. Meanwhile, Iran itself is saying that these claims by Trump online are, quote, false and baseless. But Trump has reiterated his threat to attack Iran militarily should the strait not open and allow energy shipments, fertilizer, and other goods to pass through.
The president's to address the nation on the war tonight. Oil prices remain high, but Brent crude eased back around $101 per barrel, and stocks rallied worldwide on the prospect of an end to the war. The Dow rose 224 points or 0.5%. The S&P gained 0.7%. The NASDAQ, 1.2%. This is AP News. Donna Warder has the story of a 125-year-old Kentucky cathedral.
After 2 years, the restoration of the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption in Covington, Kentucky, is complete, with the last of the heavy lifting, the installation of 32 recreated gargoyles.
There we go.
It's touching, that's it.
Reverend Ryan Mayer says the church's facade takes after a very famous church in Paris.
It is known as America's Notre Dame, and the vision of Bishop Maz, who built the cathedral, our third bishop, to really bring the European experience of a cathedral to the Midwest and to our diocese, and to have the facade modeled after Notre Dame.
The 125-year-old church is just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati. Mayor says it cost $8 million to renovate, mostly coming from donations. I'm Donna Warder.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.